Welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. My name is Evan Johnson, and I want to share with you how to develop and maintain a successful podcast. My guests and I will discuss all things podcasting and how your podcast can become an essential part of your business. That means more revenue, better relationships with your audience, and so much more. If you haven't already, check out our website at ipodcastedit.com and enter your email address to get each episode delivered directly to your inbox, along with some other free information I'm sure you'll find useful. Get ready to turn on your mic and join me on the path to podcast success. If you are a service provider, this episode is for you. Welcome to today's episode of the Path to Podcast Success. I talked to Mad Singer Sorensen, and he has over 10 years of experience in Fortune 500 companies. He has 7 years of experience coaching and consulting online entrepreneurs, and he has spoken at a lot of large events. He is currently owning and running 3 companies, managing more than 100 people, and he just is really crushing it. And we dive into a lot of things related to podcasting as a service provider. He gets into a lot of interesting specifics on what he knows about that industry. And I think that if you're a service provider yourself and you're interested in adding a podcast to what you do, then I think this episode will really give you a lot of value. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Okay, Mads, thanks you so much for being willing to come on the show today. I have been very excited for this.
Thank you for having me on, Ewan. How are things?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. I'm currently in Vietnam enjoying the hot weather.
Wow, nice. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia in the US, and I am enjoying the cold weather. Yeah, interesting. Different sides of the world.
Definitely.
But, and of course, you know, we'll probably get into this as well, but podcasting, it lets us connect, even though you are about as far away from me as you can get. We're still connecting. So thank you for being willing to have this conversation.
Definitely. It's a pleasure.
So I'd like to start off in the same place with everybody. And that is, what was your biggest fear of podcasting when you were first starting out? And did that fear come true?
So I guess I haven't had a lot of fears around podcasting itself. I've done public speaking for many years and stuff. So doing podcasting wasn't really a scary thing in any way. Right. I guess biggest fear for me was really about, what's the time you put into it versus what's the reward type of thing. And right. So I guess that was really the biggest sort of question mark for me initially when I started podcasting. I would say like attended a lot of podcasts. So I think that the last 9 months I've done nearly 100 podcasts. And then I run my own podcast as well, the Mad Singer's Management Podcast. So I've sort of been at it from different angles. Definitely, it's taken some time and does take some effort. And yeah. I feel generally that it's really, really worth it. So the number one thing for me is, like anything in business, being an entrepreneur, like it's all about connecting to other people and building relationship, building network. And that there's nothing more important. And I think podcasting is an amazing way to do that. Both building a relationship with the person you are being interviewed by or interviewing, but also the way with podcasting, you can build relationship with people who haven't met you yet. So yeah. I think it's a very, very different experience from people to actually listen to you and, you know, have you in their earbuds. Like I've had so many people walk up to me and like, they know me, but I've never met them kind of thing. And that's a very interesting perspective. But again, from a business perspective, it's great, right? Because you want to connect, you want to network with great people, and it's a good way of doing it.
Right. And about business, how more specifically does your podcast connect with your business?
So, I mean, my podcast is very management focused. And generally, one of my sort of key things is helping people grow from a management standpoint, right? So I both have info products around management, very popular management course, and I also do coaching specifically, right? And the way podcasting has really been helping that is very much getting more eyeballs, getting more sales, getting more clients, etc. So a lot of support in that regard.
So your podcast has helped, it's been a part of your business, and it has helped increase sales and all that kind of stuff. So what exactly do you sell through your business?
So I mean, the key thing for me is, as I said, like a management course where basically teach entrepreneurs and business owners sort of basic people management skills. A lot of people need that, right? So a lot of people nowadays start a business and majority don't have a background in management. So they benefit hugely from this type of stuff.
Right.
Again, the coaching, as I mentioned, right? So basically, it makes a big difference for people. And it's, as I said, a really great way to really connect effectively with people and, you know, share your ideas and so on. A lot of the time, like before people buy things from you, whatever it is, they much prefer like hearing you're a real human being and you have something to share and you're putting things out there, right? So, I mean, that's what podcasting is.
So it's kind of like a top of the funnel, helping people get in, get to know you, get to know what it is that you do, all that kind of stuff. And then from there, they move to potentially working with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. And at what point in the process did you start the podcast? Like, was the podcast part of things from the beginning or did it come on later?
It wasn't really from the beginning. I started joining a bunch of podcasts probably a year after starting my business.
So being and a guest, then, right? That's what you mean?
Yeah, as a guest, yeah.
Okay.
And I think, that's probably 4 years ago now. So I've been doing it for a good few years, right? And that's how it started out.
And so what originally prompted you to start your own podcast? Like the business was going and you were being guests on other people's show. And what prompted you to decide to start your own?
A little bit of a mix. So again, relationships, like a lot of people, if you reach out to a lot of people in a cold outreach, they'll often say, oh, I don't have time or whatever. Whereas when you reach out to people and say, hey, do you want to be on a podcast? You often get an ability to connect with some people that you otherwise wouldn't, because a lot of people like being on podcasts, right?
Right. Okay. Is your podcast mainly guests, like interviews?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So basically what I do specifically is I interview managers who have a certain team size they're managing to basically share their experience and so on, right? So that's the main thing.
Okay. So let's change course a little bit and dive into the back end of your podcast. So what I mean by that is how much of the work of podcasting, you know, editing, production, show notes, all that kind of stuff, how much of that do you do yourself and how much do you outsource?
So I try to make sure I actually record the episodes when I'm talking with people. It's a great starting point.
Yeah.
And when I have them recorded, I put them in a folder somewhere on Google Drive. And then magic happens. I don't really do anything else.
Good. Yeah. And how has that experience been for you?
Straightforward. I mean, I run a large business. I have a lot of employees and stuff. So I basically just had an employee. I sort of gave an objective with the podcast of making it run and making it happen. So she took that on board and have done everything. She figured out everything like editing and uploading and publishing and all that good stuff. So I honestly haven't done much with it at all.
Yeah. And how much time do you think that has saved you on a weekly basis?
I wouldn't know, to be honest. Probably at least a couple hours. Like the difference is if I was doing it myself, I would probably do less. Like, so the girl I have doing it, like she's obviously editing very well. She's writing like very good show notes and so on. So I would say if I was doing it myself, I would probably have cut down on some of that stuff. So yeah.
Right. Okay. And at what point did you outsource? Was it from episode one, the very beginning, or did you bring on someone as time went on?
No, as I said, I had a lot of staff, so I just asked one of them to do it for me. I wouldn't consider it worth my time doing things like that myself.
Yeah. And so you did mention this earlier. You did say that it was worth it, but I kind of wanted to ask more specifically, with the cost of outsourcing and with the time required to do the interviews and all that kind of stuff, would you say that it's been a worthwhile investment as part of your business?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Straightforward. I mean, it's been a no-brainer. I mean, from that perspective, obviously the relationships, I mean, you don't need a lot of relationships or a lot of business deals for it to make sense.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And so speaking of which, do you monetize your podcast or is any revenue from the podcast more based on the clients and the business that it helps get you via the funnel?
Yeah. It's more the clients and the business that sort of comes through the funnel, right? Yeah.
So you don't have any sponsors or affiliate links you talk about in your podcast?
No, not interested in that.
Not interested? Okay. That's interesting because I'd like to talk a little bit about that because a lot of people, when they go through to do a podcast, whether it's a part of a business or not, one of their first thoughts, if not their very first thought, is how can I monetize this podcast? How can I get money from this? And people will ask me, it's how and when do I monetize? So it sounds to me like you're not interested at all in monetizing at any point in the future. Is that true?
No, but I mean, if you look at it at a high level, right, like business-wise, if I gain a client, like that's maybe, I don't know, 25 grand a year or something at least, right? So I don't need to gain a lot of clients for it to be worth it. And if you're looking at it high level, like if someone pays a couple hundred bucks for something, I mean, it doesn't really make a big difference in the bigger picture. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. So would you recommend for someone to put all their effort into using the podcast as part of a funnel, as opposed to trying to spend time getting more sponsorships and that kind of stuff?
Totally depends what they're doing. I mean, I know people who have super successful and very popular podcasts, and what they do is they often charge like a fee to be on their podcast. And
So
that's also fair game. But I mean, it depends what it is. If you're trying to make a living from just running podcasts, then obviously you want to find a way to monetize them. If you're running a business and having the podcast as a lead generator, obviously then you probably don't need to monetize the podcast. I mean, there might be some ways that will make sense to do it either way, but yeah, I mean, it comes down to logical business decisions, right? I mean, if you're generating $100,000 and someone is offering to pay you $500 a year to be on your, like, sponsoring your podcast, like, it probably doesn't make a ton of sense, right? If you're doing it as a hobby and someone offers you to pay 500 quid for something, I mean, that might be great, right? So it totally depends on the situation, the business you're in, and the situation you're in from a business standpoint, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, definitely. So as we start to wind down the podcast a little bit, I like to ask, for those listeners out there who are unsure about whether or not a podcast would be right for them or their business, what would you say to them?
Well, I wouldn't say it's right or wrong. Like, it depends. To be honest, some people really struggle to put themselves across and so on, right? So I'd say podcast is a good way to learn to be better at it. It's a good way to learn that. But again, it might not be their strength, and therefore it might take a while before they will see benefit from doing it. So again, it depends very much on the individual and so on.
Yeah. And that did spark one more question as well. How long did it take from, you know, episode one, how long did it take to begin to see results and to begin to see clients and referrals come in via the podcast for you?
A couple of weeks or something. I mean, it wasn't long.
Yeah. Did you already have an audience before you started?
I did. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so like the first episodes I did was maybe like a couple of hundred people listening, right? So it wasn't a big audience, but yeah, there was people for sure listening.
Yeah. Okay. And I ask because a lot of people out there, myself included, when I first started, a podcast is a good way to start building an audience and building an image for yourself online in whatever your niche is in business, because you can get, you know, high level guests on your show to help promote to their audience and to get you into a wider audience. So that's why I asked if you already had an audience before, because a lot of people who have no presence online and start a podcast at the beginning, they get very, very, very low listens because no one knows who they are. And then it's only over time, after some months even, that you begin to see those numbers increasing and those results come in. So that's why I ask.
If you're starting out a new business, like, a lot of people struggle to get leads and to get eyeballs and so on. And it can definitely be a great, great way to start off a new business, right? I've also seen it used very successfully from people who are trying to sort of pivot slightly. You know, if they're in one vertical and they're kind of trying to move into somewhere else, doing a podcast, like if they want to move into something very related, but a sort of a different niche, is a good way of sort of trying to do a rebrand and trying to make people aware, hey, this is also what I do, right? I've seen that used effectively a couple of times in that sort of regard.
That is really interesting. I haven't heard that perspective before, using a podcast to begin to transition, to do kind of a rebrand. So thank you for that. That's an interesting perspective.
Yep.
So for those listeners out there who are interested in what you do and what you have to say, how can they reach you? How can they find you?
So basically my website, mattsingers.com, is the best place to look for me. I'm also on most of the social platforms, so Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. Probably not myself replying, but if you're lucky. And then email as well, mats@mattsingers.com. So
that's okay, the best way. Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, perfect, Mads. Thank you so much for being willing to come on the show today and share such incredible value and to share such an interesting and unique perspective. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success. Make sure to head over to ipodcastedit.com to check out the show notes and get each episode of the show delivered right to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever audio service you use. If you want to continue the conversation, or you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode as we continue down the path to podcast success.